Superstition on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure to offer you another short story in the series designed to disclose the origins of superstition. This one deals with the belief that if you carry a rabbit's foot, you will have good luck.
You bums. Get out of this boxcar.
Oh, Chief, have a heart. Let us ride into town, will you?
Nothing doing. Come on, unload, unload. You can walk. Come on, scram.
Okay, if that's the way you feel. It was a lousy freight anyway.
You sure right, boss. I don't think we could have got along with that guy nohow. He sure am tough.
You said it, Mouthy. Well, come on, let's hoof it.
I's coming. Oh, my head ain't bending low. Say, Nifty, I's hungry. My stomach sure feels like someone done used a vacuum cleaner on it.
Yeah, I'm hungry, too. Oh, gee, look, Mouthy. Look at all those chickens over there on that farm.
Man, oh, man. I sees my dinner staring me right in the face. Come on, Nifty. Let's go borrow one of them there fowls.
Okay, Mouthy. Hey, but let's be careful. We gotta be sure no one sees us.
Don't you all worry, boss. I've got my lucky rabbit's foot right here in my pocket.
Rabbit's foot? Hey, what good will that do?
Why, man, don't you all know a rabbit's foot brings you luck?
Yeah, you might think so, Mouthy, but if you're in for trouble, a rabbit's foot won't help you.
Says you. No, sir, you's all wrong, boss. It done preserve me in many a delicate situation.
Why, there's no sense in it, Mouthy. That belief started in the early ages.
That may be, boss, but this year rabbit's foot sure ain't powerful. It's been in my family for a long, long time.
Yeah, Mouthy, but that's an old superstition that originated with the Greeks.
Is that so, boy?
Yeah. You see, the rabbit was regarded as a symbol of fertility because it had many offspring, and frequently it was offered up as a sacrifice to the gods. The Greeks had an old proverb, to live in the midst of roast rabbit, which meant to live in the midst of plenty.
Roast rabbit. I sure wish I was a Greek right now, boy.
Hey, you're not the type, Mouthy. But anyway, among the early Greeks, there was a belief that various objects were endowed with a supernatural power, which was called mana. The nearest explanation in English for the word mana is luck. And that's what you think your rabbit's foot has.
Say, boy, where did you learn all this?
In college, Mouthy. But that's another story. Anyway, 1,500 years before Christ, in the section of Greece known as Acadia, there had been a period of drought, and the people of the village of Euthus, realizing that they must send an offering to the oracle of the god Apollo to learn what they should do in order to bring the rain.
What am an oracle, boss?
Oh, an oracle was a place that was sacred to the gods. Priests were in charge of the oracles, and they interpreted the will of the gods to the people by going into a trance. Lysanias, who was the priest of the village of Euthus, selected three men, whose names were Dorian, Menecrates, and Demosides, to take the offerings to the oracle of the god Apollo, and to learn why the rains didn't come. As our story opens, Dorian and his companion are making their way through mountainous country, and as they...
Ah, my friends, 'tis many miles to the Oracle of Apollo, and our journey becomes more hazardous.
Yea, Dorian, and we must go down into the narrow defile before we begin the long climb over the crest of the mountain.
Verily, Menecrates, and with these heavy packs, it will add greatly to the danger.
Yea, we must manage to get over the mountain before nightfall, so we can make camp on the other side.
Look! A wild rabbit! Watch! I'll kill it with my javelin.
Ah, you got it, Dorian! Nay, it's scurrying away.
I fear thy marksmanship is failing thee, Dorian.
Yea, the rabbit got away. But look, my javelin has struck off its foot.
Ably done, Dorian, for there are no swifter legs than those of the rabbit.
I shall carry this rabbit's foot as an offering to the goddess of the wilds. Mayhap she will endow my spear with more mana, so that henceforth I shall strike more surely.
But come, we must not delay here any longer. 'Tis almost sundown.
Yea, let us hurry. Oh!
What is it, Dorian? What has happened?
My foot. I cut it on a sharp jutted stone that lay in my path.
Let us look at it, Dorian. See, Demosthenes. 'Tis an ugly wound.
Yea, Menecrates. And the cut is deep.
By the gods, 'tis a miserable pain. I fear 'twill be difficult for me to walk.
Alas, Dorian, perhaps you have aroused the wrath of the goddess of the wild for having struck off the foot of the rabbit.
Yea, Menecrates, but I did promise it to her as an offering. Now I swear that I will sacrifice 2 goats unto her, so that it will appease her wrath.
Surely, Dorian, that should appease her.
Alas, my foot is bleeding more profusely. I must rest a while.
But, Dorian, we cannot camp here. There is no shelter. Demosthenes and I will carry you.
Yea, Dorian. Menecrates is right.
Nay, it will be too much of a burden upon you, and our mission must be fulfilled.
But we do not wish to leave you here, Dorian.
'Twill be best that you go on. We must get the message from the oracle as quickly as possible. I will bathe my foot in the stream yonder and follow when I have rested.
You are right, Dorian. Come, Demosthenes. Let us go.
Fare thee well, my friend.
Farewell, Dorian.
Farewell.
May the gods be with thee. Alas, Demosthenes, 'tis unfortunate that we must proceed without Dorian.
Yea, Menecrates, but 'tis better that he rest a while.
Ah, here is the defile, Demosthenes. We must be careful now. 'Tis a sharp decline here.
I'll follow behind you, Menecrates. By the gods, it's treacherous descending here.
Yea, Demosthenes. Careful you do not stumble. Follow in my path.
Menecrates, what is that?
I don't know.
But
Demosthenes, look! The mountain is falling upon us! Oh, we are lost!
The gods have forsaken us.
Lysanias hath betrayed us.
Silence! Lysanias the priest, come forth. We would speak with thee.
Yea, Archon, what is it? Speak.
It is 8 days since you sent Dorian and his companions to the Oracle of Apollo with our offerings, and they have not returned. We have been betrayed.
Nay, Archon, they are 3 worthy men. Perhaps evil hath befallen them.
Or perhaps they may have sold our offerings for their own gain, Lysanias.
Where are the rings?
Wait. Wait, my people. Have patience. Dorian and his companions have...
Look! A man is coming over the hill.
Who is it?
Ah, 'tis Dorian. But he is alone. Help him, Archon. Bring him here. Ah, the gods be thanked that you have returned safely, Dorian. But where is Demosthenes and Menecrates?
Alas, they are dead.
Dead? What happened, Dorian?
They were trapped in the defile and buried beneath the earth and rocks that swept down from the mountainside.
But you, Dorian, how did you escape?
Oh, 'tis wondrous how I was saved, Lysanias. 'Twas this rabbit's foot, which the goddess of the wilds endowed with mana, that protected me from the fate that befell my comrades.
But how did this rabbit's foot protect you, Dorian?
I pledged it as an offering to the goddess of the wilds when I severed it from the rabbit, and she in turn caused me to hurt my foot against a stone, so that I had to remain behind. Thus, I escaped their terrible fate.
Verily, my people, The rabbit's foot is an omen of good.
And so when Dorian had told the people all about his experiences, they came to the conclusion that by carrying the rabbit's foot, he'd been under the protection of the goddess, and so was saved from death. But you know, Mouthy, the rabbit's foot had nothing to do with it.
No, sir, you am wrong, Nifty. That rabbit's foot done saved that fella Dorian.
But, Mouthy, don't you see that whether he'd had it or not, he would have injured his foot anyway. And if he'd not been injured, he would have gone on with his companions and been killed, regardless of the rabbit's foot.
Well, boys, that's right, but...
Mouthy, now here's the chicken coop. Don't make any noise when you climb over the fence. I'll wait here for you. Go on.
Just a minute, boss. I've got to rub my rabbit's foot once more.
Oh, all right, but hurry up now.
All right, boss. Here I goes. Run, boss. They're after us.
Come on, Mouthy.
I was right behind you, boss.
Hey. Ooh. Oh, what's the matter? Are you hurt, Mouthy?
Yes, sir. Boss, I reckon I was not going to sit down for a week. That farmer done got me with a load of buckshot.
And you said your rabbit's foot would take care of you.
I sure can't figure that out, boss. This am the first time it ever failed me.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, even though Malthus' rabbit foot failed him this time, he will probably continue to believe in its so-called powers. Well, au revoir and good luck to you.